Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We have not played Super Seducer 2 in quite a while, and we didn't forget about it. It's just been a lot of other things. So, let's go ahead and continue, because I know you guys like it, and we'll continue to bring it to you on MGTOW.TV and BitChute.
A little bit, got some sinus problems. Sorry. Okay. How's your business going?
It's going really well. Yeah. We're doing product design now.
Really?
Furniture design.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Very excited. Got 2 prototypes and they seem to be really nice.
Oh,
everybody
brilliant.
Likes them.
But more importantly, how many followers you got on your Honestly Designed Instagram? Because that's more important than money
course.
And contracts.
Just 1,000 at the moment, but I hope we get more.
Wicked. I'm sorry I missed your birthday. I'm just the office, you know, it's a bit nuts at the moment.
Okay, it was really nice party.
Sorry I wasn't there, but it's not all bad because I've got a present for you.
You do?
Yeah. You ready?
I think so.
What would you give Lilia for her birthday?
Oh, definitely.
A raccoon? I kind of want to see that.
I can't remember. I think we did that a long time ago. I know.
It's going to be great. Relax, close your eyes, and get ready for your surprise. All right.
I wonder where you got the raccoon.
Yeah.
That's a big and big.
God damn, that's a big raccoon.
Oh, well, that's a house fed raccoon right there. They get big and they are mean.
Oh my gosh.
Had to be neutered if they're a boy for sure.
Oh, scratch me up, but anyway. So anyway, it's your raccoon.
Raccoon.
Because your cat died, so I got Tom died, right? So
he did, yes.
Now you've got a raccoon.
Now you've got a rabbit for
21 years.
How old is he now?
9, nearly 10 months.
Are you serious?
Because cats are shit. Let's
it's
be
a
honest.
It's a
dogs are boring. Cats are boring. Plus, I have allergy.
I'm sure I'll be the only one with the raccoon.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I'll be the only one.
Happy birthday! Surprise!
Thank you.
You got it, babe. Oh, for fuck's sake, Lilia. Your damn raccoon's broken my vase.
Damn raccoon?
Yes. I mean, stay a bit longer, then take him to your house. He's going to fucking
funny.
Smash
him. Mine just for a few minutes.
Well, you
Sorry.
Need to train him faster.
Well,
yeah,
I don't have enough time for that. Oh, God. Are you sure I need to take him home?
Can you help me clean that up?
Oh, wow.
It's a great present, obviously.
Obviously not. Where the hell do you even buy a raccoon from?
Well, don't you like animals? What's wrong with it?
Look, it's on the cusp if you buy someone a kitten or a puppy, let alone a raccoon.
Well, let's say it's in the raccoon shelter, they're about to blow his brains out,
right.
And then you rescue it.
Rescue him and send him off to the wild, not give him as an office present.
I don't agree at all. This is great, you know. I'm happy we can still be friends after, when we had sex. Do you remember that time?
Yeah.
Like in my house and we had some drinks and when you just broke up and you remember?
I see what you mean.
Anyway, look, guess what? Tomorrow I've got this new secretary started in my office. It's a big day, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She did.
Oh, she's really smart. I think she's gonna be great. Yeah?
I hope so. Hope she can work it out.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, could you come in, please? Okay, well, it's your first day at work, so we should get you started with something. Nothing too hard. Let me ask you to...
spell your name. Ask her to fix some contracts and rearrange a meeting. Tell her you can't focus on work because you're thinking about fucking her. To take your dirty laundry to the dry cleaners. Sexually show her how to staple properly. Create a situation in order to surreptitiously check out her ass.
Ask her to fix some contracts. Yeah, probably the one that's not all over.
Just printed out some contracts, so if you can go get those together, I'll quickly sign them. Also, I think I've got a meeting today with Ben Adams, right? That's at 3. I need you to move it back 30 minutes if you can. So, yeah, go and do that stuff to get started, and I'll think of some more things. Sure. And when you come and speak to me, you should probably have a notepad. I mean, sometimes there's just, you know, some
okay.
stuff to write down.
Okay.
Good, nice one. So here you had the opportunity to immediately be, you know, trying to flirt and stuff. But in the beginning, in the office, come on, you've got to be professional.
Yeah, it's really important that you keep that professional boundary at the beginning, not look like you're hitting on her. Otherwise, she's going to lose respect for you.
Mr. Marina, I've got a lot of mail today. What should I do with it?
Pardon. Flirty and cheeky to plant the seed of a... What? Hold on. Correct tone to take with her. Flirty and cheeky to plant the seed of a relationship. Sexual because it's your company and you can do what you want. Professional because it's an office.
Professional because it's an office? Or you could flirty or cheeky.
It's a lot of mail, yeah?
Yeah.
Quite big.
Yeah, big.
I know what you can do with it.
That's not what I was thinking. That's...
You think you can do that?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Yeah.
I'm going then.
That was not a good one.
That sounds real creepy.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Normally, it's okay, obviously, to be flirty and cheeky. In the office, you have a few reasons
why not to do that.
One that I would give is that you'll be exposed over time, so you don't need to rush it. And you can kind of wait till you sense that there's something there.
Yeah, you don't want to rush into it, get the wrong idea.
You should be professional.
Absolutely. Yeah, and she'll lose respect if you're not professional.
Mr. Lorena.
Yeah, what's going on?
I have Thomas Green on the phone for you.
Oh, wait. Hey, Thomas, how you doing, buddy? No, that's just rumors started by short sellers. I don't know what I'm pushing down the share price. 3,000%. No, we only raised the price on that drug 2,800 and something, 823, something like that. But it was really just so we can, you know, do better R&D, create more life-saving drugs. Fake news. Look, that's fake news. I've got to go. I'm sorry, I've got a meeting. Yes, I understand. Another time. Thank you very much for your call. Bye-bye. Sarah, get in here, please.
Make her cry to teach her a lesson. Tell her to book hotel for you at both at lunch. Tell her to book a hotel for you both at lunchtime to make it up to you. Tell her it's not a big problem, but to be more careful in future. Tell her it's totally fine, no biggie.
Either to be more careful in the future or...
Sarah, do you know what you just did? Yeah? This guy, Thomas Green, is a real asshole. Okay, so he's on the list. You've got it there somewhere in your desk, right? You know that one? 20 people not to put through? Alright, he's gonna probably write a bad article or whatever. Don't worry, you just started. Everyone can make one or two mistakes, it's alright. But in future, just, you know, your job is basically to protect me from all these nasty people. My mum put them through straight away. Certain people put them through straight away. Thomas Green, sorry he's busy. He's always busy. He's in a meeting. He's out. That kind of thing, right? But don't worry too much. Just, you know, be careful.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'll be more careful in the future.
Okay. Don't worry about it. That's their option, you know, in any kind of office environment, if someone's working for you, you want to give them a chance. If they make the same dumb mistake three times, obviously it's too much, but, you know, everyone's welcome to make a mistake or two.
Yeah, and again, he's acting professionally, you know, you respect him in his position.
Mr. Marino?
Yeah?
We have three meetings coming up today. First
okay.
one with the FDA guy.
Alright, I'm gonna need the money bag for that one.
Okay. The second one with R&D manager.
Okay. He's useless. What's the next
one? And the last one is with Phil Beckman.
Okay. Now, you know I told you about Phil, right? He's very, very important. He's invested even more money. He's up to over $1 billion with us. So you know how he likes his coffee, he likes the little biscuit, all of that stuff. So just keep him happy. You know what to do.
Sure.
Tell her to wear more sexy clothes to work. Tell her you had a really sexy dream about her and describe it in graphic detail. Give her a personal task to perform for you to reveal some personal info. Tell her some juicy gossip about the marketing director. Hmm, I wonder what's going on with the marketing director. Let's see. But we're not gonna, we'll do this one.
Sarah, you know my mom calls all the time, right?
Yeah.
So you know we're pretty close. And it's her birthday coming up.
Really?
Yeah. So I wanted to ask for your help. It needs to be something, obviously, you know, we can buy her something extravagant,
mm-hmm.
but she really likes it when I'm thoughtful and, you know me better by now.
Yeah.
So could you just think a little bit and see if you have any ideas and then we can have a little brainstorm, you know, and see what we can
sure.
get her.
I'll do that.
We've still got a month, but,
yep.
No. Okay. All right, thank
I'll
you very much. That's right, so it's already been a little while, so revealing a little bit of personal information at this time is cool, and it's not super personal, it's just the right amount of personal.
Yeah, and you're not really, you're seeing how she acts and finding out something about her choosing gifts, a bit about her character.
Yeah, you can learn about her character by what she comes up with.
True.
Good morning, Sarah.
Morning, Mr. Marino.
Oh, call me Richard.
Okay.
Complain that you had to work over the weekend to get sympathy. Talk about how her weekend was. Talk about a girl you fucked over the weekend with explicit detail. Ask when was the last time she had a proper seeing to in the bedroom. When have you had, I like that one, when have you last had a proper seeing to? Like, I've
proper
never heard, I've never, yeah.
That
I've,
sounds British.
That sounds extremely British.
But that, nobody wants to
no.
hear that coming.
No, God, no.
Think of if one of our bosses came up, have you had a proper seeing to? First, not attracted to any of them.
Right.
Second.
Right.
Not very professional.
Oh, yeah, extremely unprofessional.
Has your ass been had a proper scene to lately?
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was fun. I went to go karting with my friends. Yeah,
I'm
it was
surprised.
Really fun.
Yeah, you like racing and stuff.
Yeah, I do. Actually, driving is my passion.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And how was your weekend?
It was good. I had to finish some work and then just relax, watch the movie, and it was pretty good. I feel rested. But I didn't know we had a speed freak in the office.
Well, now you know.
This seems like a classic question to ask someone.
Yeah, agreed. It's not too personal, but for a Monday morning in an office, it's definitely okay. But it might reveal something that, you know, is interesting and tells you more about her outside the office.
Maybe you have some common ground somewhere, something you share in common that you can talk about.
Sarah, how long have you been working for us now?
For 3 weeks?
Yeah, about 3 weeks, right? Look, I think you're doing great so far. You know, everything's cool, pretty much. And I just wanted to know, like, what are you looking for in general in your career? Like, what? How do you want to develop?
Well, my main goal is to learn and develop, and I want to get as much knowledge as possible in all areas of the business. So, yeah, I'm very happy.
Tell her that the working world is really for men and that she should be focused on finding a husband. You know? Yeah. As much as that's the truth. Tell her that she gets an A+ for filing and an F- for sucking your dick. Mm-hmm. Give her career advice and mentor her. Tell her she needs to set her sights lower.
It seemed right.
I want to go with A and just see what the hell.
I know what's going to happen.
I'm curious.
Sarah, you know what? I think you're taking all this a little bit too seriously. I mean, you're a secretary. You're not really going to be more than that.
Oof.
I mean, just think about your life outside,
wow.
Right? Like, find a man, have a little baby Sarah, ding, 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 you know, all this stuff. Because how old are you?
22.
22. Do you have a man?
No.
Oh, God. I mean, you need to hurry up, find a man, get married, have babies. You're a woman, after all.
Oh, you're such
a sexist pig.
I know. Cheers. All right, well, I hope that was useful.
Ah! But she's got to think about it.
So, misogynistic. Misdick.
Misogynistic. Dick. Trick.
Misogynist.
Painting the gas nails.
He's a misogynist. And this is why it doesn't work.
And in general, should a woman focus on her career or have a family?
It's completely up to her.
Cool.
Give her career advice and mentor her. Tell her she needs to set her sights lower. Well, we know what the good answers are. It's almost obvious.
Sarah, you know what? The person that had your job before you, they're actually doing really well now in another business.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of opportunities. I didn't know you had that kind of ambition, but here's what I can do. You know, we've got all the different departments here, everything from IT to marketing to the research and development guys. So why don't I invite you to more meetings, more events, and that way you're just going to learn about all the different sides of the business, and we can see what you like, see how things go, and yeah, maybe... maybe we can find something better for you in the future. How does that sound?
Really good, thank you.
That's the right option, and for all guys that are kind of older and have a lot of experience and, you know, maybe in a good job or just have some amount of knowledge, demonstrating that is always attractive, I would say.
Yes, it shows that he's ambitious, and he's also ambitious for her as well.
Sarah, are you there?
Yes, Richard?
Invite her to a fancy business networking evening event tomorrow. Jerk off while on the phone to her. Ask what she is wearing right now.
Invite her to the event.
Yeah.
Sarah, are you free tomorrow? There's this brilliant networking event. We've got a lot of industry bigwigs there. It's going to be super, super cool. Do you want to come?
Yeah, of course. Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. Okay, great. So this is cool because it's kind of blurring the line a little bit between office and social. And you could do it with after-work drinks, or you could do it with a team-building event or a business trip. But a networking event would be another option.
But it still keeps it unprofessional, just in case.
How to behave at the networking event. Play it cool, get drunk and make a move, or be slightly flirty.
Mm-hmm. Well, behave during the net, play it cool when there.
Play it cool when there.
How to behave at a networking event. He's supposed to be professional.
Right.
You don't want to be that person at the first given opportunity to start hitting on her. This is a business event. You should be acting professionally.
There's also the thing that the longer it goes when you're getting on well and you're not hitting on her, then she starts to think, doesn't he like me, or is he just being professional? And anytime you can have her thinking like that, it's a nice way to kind of build intrigue and attraction.
And keep her on her toes.
Absolutely. 1 week later.
So, you went to the event with Mr. Larina?
Yes, I did.
Did anything happen?
Well, the event was great, and no, he didn't try anything on with me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, marketing team. It's the weekly strategy meeting. I want to get it kicked off in a great way. So, who has a fantastic idea?
Mr. Larina.
Gerald, okay.
I've got one. I've been working on a proposal to increase our Facebook and Instagram likes. We have 3 posts a day with defining quotes, health tips, and picture of the people with the disease and whatnot. We think it'll get good traction on the social media, so gain a lot of shares. Would increase our likes. I've seen some concepts. What do you think about this idea? It's about going to be cost of about $15,000 per month.
Well,
to get up to 100,000 followers within 6 months.
Emulate this guy for a stupid idea. Agree with the guy because your secretary agrees. Give him a big slap and fire him. Wank masturbate into the plant pot. Wow. As much as I want to see that, let's see. I also want to see give a big slap. You know what? I can't help it. We gotta see this. I want to see you get slapped in the face. That's gonna be crazy.
Okay, Gerald. Right, the rest of you. So you want to see what happens if you bring me this kind of fucking dog shit ideas, yeah? Look what happens to Gerald, and this is going to be you. Right, you cunt. You're fucking fired. More than that, you can fuck off.
Damn!
Everyone, back to work!
Security, take this wanker out.
Gerald, how are you? Are you okay? Are you sure you're okay?
Well, I guarantee you...
Oh, I know! But it was interesting to see, and that...
Man, I ain't ever asking you to be a wingman. You cop block me at every time. Oh, yeah, definitely yell. That's the way to go. They'll respect you more.
That was just a damn...
I know. Just to see what would happen.
Too much, huh?
Ah, too much.
Okay, so... Simply smartly persuade everyone to your view, humiliate the guy for a stupid idea, agree with the guy because your secretary agrees. Let's try this.
Gerald, I like the direction, but I've got something that I need, and all of you need to pay attention to this. Anytime you present me with a spending plan, I need to know how that backs out in terms of revenue. I'm not going to spend 15,000 a month unless it makes at least 15,001, okay? So we need that in all of our plans. Do you know how much a like is worth? If you don't, you've got to find out.
Right.
If you can't tell me, we don't do it, all right? Now, maybe you want to do something more targeted. Maybe you want to target FDA officials on Facebook. Maybe you want to target people with specific diseases on Facebook. Now, that's a good idea. All right, guys, so think about that. Anyone else got something that we can use? So, yeah, you're using the knowledge again in an attractive way.
And, yeah.
It's also important for someone in power not to kind of exercise that power at any given opportunity by crushing, killing, and destroying people. It's nice to do it in the right way, and yeah, I think it's attractive.
Yeah, I think what he did was great there.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Oh, I'm alright. I'm a little bit embarrassed though that I've got a massive wine stain on my shirt. It's a disaster. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't exactly my fault. It was busy, but We don't need that kind of thing, you know? Wine stains are just never a good look. Do you think they'll be able to get it out of the dry cleaners?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
You didn't tell anyone, did you? Like, oh, Richard's done a wine stain.
No, I didn't.
Cool. How was the business trip for you, apart from that?
It was great. It was great to see those speeches, and thanks for the opportunity.
Ask if she liked any of the men at the event and tell her why they are useless. Ask if she is single. Use referencing the business trip to find out if she is single. Say she needs to add me on Facebook as company policy. Use referencing the business trip to find out if she is single would be the best option. But I really do want to see what she has to say about all the, about all these men.
So what did you think of the event overall?
It was great.
Yeah? What about my speech?
It was really good.
Yeah. What did you think of the other speeches?
Well, I liked one guy, Robert Johnson. He talked about S&M.
Pretty boring, no? That speech?
No.
I'll tell you something about him. His Excel tables, pretty shit, to be honest.
Awful, those Excel tables.
You know, most people have ugly shit. His is pretty. Yeah.
Somehow I looked, I don't know. Tiny little dick. Mine's much bigger.
Oh my god, you're so mean. What is your problem?
You don't want to fuck him now, though, do you? Yeah?
Yeah, that'll teach you.
Tables, tiny dick.
Rival gone. See, it's always unattractive in this situation to be, you know, kind of getting jealous about other guys, right?
Is
it to just be cool?
Yeah. You don't want to start off being jealous. It's not attractive.
Mm-hmm. Better?
Okay.
We were away for a few days, you know, is that okay with everything, like...
Yeah, it's okay.
You don't have cats to feed?
No, I don't.
Boyfriend didn't miss you too much?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't? Okay, great. So, I can invite you on even longer trips, right? Like, if we needed to go to different conferences in different countries and stuff. Okay, great. All right, let's get back to work. That's cool, nice one. It's kind of a little bit of a sneaky way to do it, because if you ask directly, does she have a boyfriend, it's highly inappropriate, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
even
yeah, you're not supposed
quite
to.
Well, I think it's still
yeah, because I was going to say just direct ask her, but
yeah,
I don't think you could do that in a professional
you
environment.
Sarah, can you come in?
If you're the boss. Even though I've seen bosses flirt with associates and employees and things at all the time.
No.
Ah, it's brilliant. Those short sellers got fucked. We smashed them. Brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Share price is up. Guy lost over $1 billion. Everyone's redeeming their funds, taking money out. He's in big trouble now. Everything's brilliant.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we need to do something to celebrate.
Tell her that you are not finished with those cocksuckers. Smack her ass and thank her for her support. Give her $1,000 and tell her to buy some fancy snacks and wine for everyone. Take credit and tell her to book you a spa day.
I know what we can do. Look, you got a little stash here. Take this cash. Grab it. Yeah, I don't even know how much is there, but why don't you go out, see what we can get. Let's get some, for Friday, get some booze, some nice food, sushi or something. What else can we do? Just little gifts for different people, right?
Okay.
Spend every penny.
Good idea.
You get something nice for yourself as well. Cool, nice one, right option. You know, it's good to show the love, be generous, and yeah, it's one of those cases where people will respect you more if you credit the other people, even if you really did actually do everything.
Yeah, and it's also nice to show that you're generous and that you appreciate everyone around you. I think that's a nice quality.
Richard?
Yeah?
Everything is arranged.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you something that I really like it when you're relaxed because you seemed really stressed lately.
Professional, more informal.
Yeah, you know what, Sarah? I was really stressed, and I'm sorry if I was a bit sharp with you at times or anything like that. You know, it happens. But now we're in a good time, so all is well. And I think you bring this calm to the office, and it definitely helps
so
the atmosphere.
It's so nice to hear that.
Yeah, you have a great energy.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well done. Sarah, you know what?
See?
What?
I know what I'm doing. Okay, coolly invite her to a date. Push her against the wall and kiss her. Tell her it's time to add some new responsibilities to her job. Undo your belt. Well, as much as I like that third option. What are you doing?
Coolly invite her on a date.
Cool, nice one. And I think by now you should have a sense of whether she would agree to the date and whether she's into you or not. So you could probably even guess what her response will be. But in any case, it's nice to do it in this, you know, very considerate way. I've been working here for a while and, you know, we get on well professionally, but I hope you don't mind me saying, but I think we get on well personally as well.
Yeah.
So, this is a little bit delicate, and I hope it's okay, but I was thinking, and you can say no if you want, no problem, but I was thinking maybe one day we could go out on a date.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, great, and you don't need to tell anyone about it, it's just between us.
Okay.
It's our little secret.
Well done.
It almost sounds.
Best, but
mm-hmm.
You could have done a lot worse, so... Well done.
So, how's it going with Mr. Larina? I really expected you guys to get it on.
No, it's just professional.
Oh. Okay.
It's a great present, obviously.
Obviously not. Where the hell do you even buy a raccoon for?
Okay, we got the next one.
Mike, I really liked our first lesson. So, what are we going to do today? We're in the restaurant. Maybe do some food stuff?
Some food, yeah. Some things to food.
Okay, wait, let me remember from last time. Shanzai, or Hui Shui Da Zhongwen.
Very good, yes.
Yeah.
You can speak a little bit of Chinese now.
Mm-hmm. Listen, why don't we order something?
Yes.
Where's the waitress?
Let's get something.
What are you going to have?
I think I'll have a juice. Yeah, orange and pineapple juice. Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, please.
Have an orange and pineapple juice, please.
A fresh one, right?
Yeah.
Lovely. And vodka for me, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Vodka now?
It helps me relax. My language just flows, you know?
Why does it help you learn, man?
No, it does, definitely. I use it all through uni. Anyway, so...
Okay.
What's in, give me some food, some common dishes.
Fried rice. It's chow fan.
Chow fan?
And you can ask for some nice roast pork fried rice, which is cha shou zhou chao fan.
Cha shou zhou. Cha shou zhou chao fan. Zhou.
Yes.
You better learn this language.
Yes.
We're going to be speaking today.
What's another
chao fan? You can.
Wu xiang. Beijing kao ya.
Beijing kao ya.
Beijing kao ya.
Beijing kao ya.
Yeah. You can also try xiang su ya. That's Beijing kao ya. But with the pancakes and the cucumber and the, you know,
hoisin
the sauce. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's nice.
Or hen er. Hen er. Hungry. Er.
If you say what word the er, that means you're very.
Oh no! you're rubbish. Wow, that is hard. Because that was really close to hungry. If you say her, it means you're rubbish. But if you say oh, it means you're hungry.
had enough to drink, man.
Big Charlem.
No, man, I believe that. I've been drinking with you. Trying to teach you Chinese. Of course, you're drinking all the vodka.
Hubble ha.
Yes, that means, is it good enough? Is it good? Right there.
Hop it all down.
Yes. Very nice.
So.
Did you have the option to not get that?
No. I had no option at all for this. This is just a bonus thing that they're doing.
Richard, let's just focus on the Chinese man. Western girls don't like Asian guys anyway, so.
Well, I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
That's true, don't bother then. Most Asian guys think the same thing and won't approach, so you have a better chance.
Oh, is she supposed to be Asian?
No, she's a Western woman.
Yeah, she looks super white.
That means it's your chance, buddy. She ain't used to it, alright? Get in there. Alright?
She ain't used to it.
Yeah, I'm right, always right. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. Come on.
Cool, that's the right option. And you know, for this level I got some great advice from JT Tran from ABCs of Attraction. He's the top Asian dating coach, and he said that his clients normally have this problem where they don't really approach Western women at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's true.
Sweet of me, man. I think I'm gonna go talk to her. What do I say? Could you give me some tips?
He's so drunk he can't. Oh, tell him Western girls suck and only would want an Asian guy for his money. Might be true, but tell him to just be himself. Tell him to be expressive, because Western girls think Asian guys are too poker-faced. Tell him to be quite sexual, because often Asian guys are not sexual. I wonder if it's the second one. Tell him to be expressive, because Western girls think Asian guys are too poker-faced.
Michael, yeah, listen. Western girls, like that one, yeah? They think that Asian guys are poker-faced, but... So you need to be more expressive, like me, like, smiling, yeah?
Looked like the animatronics went out at Chuck E. Cheese.
This is one of the stereotypes, again, that Western women have. You know, there are some positive and some negative stereotypes, so being more expressive is a nice way to overcome that particular stereotype.
Right.
All right, Rich. I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk to her. Thanks for the advice.
Give her a direct compliment. Be indirect and ask her opinion on whether you should get a piercing. Don't even say anything and sit down at the table as if she was expecting you. Undo your pants, cover your dick with a cushion, and then unveil it in front of her.
Ta-da.
Romantically serenade her with a little opera. Or use a sexual opener. But no, the little opera sounds awful. Be indirect and ask her opinion on whether you should get a piercing. What about... No. Because women love compliments, but I don't know if... Let's see. Let's try this.
Excuse me. So me and my friend are just looking for a third opinion on something, and we're just wondering if I would look good with a piercing on my eyebrow. Like a ring about that.
Yeah, sure. I don't really
know. Just asking you because, you know, you look like, you know, someone who knows how to dress.
and he's got good fashion sense. And
hey, I love how he did that.
How to make yourself look good,
because
so,
he not only asked her opinion, but he also threw in the compliments. So instead of just giving compliments,
I'm not really sure. I think if you are asking other people, maybe you don't really want one. So
no, I do want one, but you know, I just want to make sure that, like, on average, it looks good.
Okay.
As opposed to looks bad.
I guess, yeah.
She sounds like she can't talk very well today.
So this is not great. In
really?
General, these opinion lines can work kind of okay. Like, let's say you're buying a present for a female friend or
right.
something, maybe okay.
More specific.
Yeah, but he was asking about piercing. Should
he
get a piercing?
It almost insinuates that he isn't confident enough with making his own decisions.
And as a woman, would you think he really wants to know, or would you think it's just like a little...
Oh, definitely. It's just sort of like making up something quickly because he can't think of something to say.
Oh, okay. So she understands. She's smarter than that.
So my name's Michael. What's your name?
I'm Anna.
What are you doing sitting here by yourself?
I'm actually waiting for a friend.
Okay. Do you mind if I keep you company until she gets here?
I think she's going to be here in 5 minutes.
I'll leave the moment she comes. Just...
Okay, sure. Yeah. So you said this guy's your student. What is it that you teach him?
How did she know?
Yeah, that's a little flaw in the script writing, it looks like.
Ancient sex techniques. Chinese. Dating skills. That'd be a funny joke.
That one would...
Let's try that.
Or Chinese.
Well, he's my friend, but, you know, if you ever look at him, you can probably tell that he doesn't know how to talk to girls, so teaching him dating skills. Joking. No, I'm teaching him Chinese. If you look at his notebook, it's...
Is he good?
I don't know what that look was.
Not too bad on the pronunciation here. Long way yet.
That's a great thing. Great job. Yeah? Teaching dating skills.
Yeah.
Yeah? But lying about it, not all joking.
Again,
about
they're going to find out if you lie, so.
And it sets a bar high, I've found. Like, I'm a dating coach, and then they expect the world's best date.
That's true. That's true.
Which I can normally fulfill, but this guy...
No, couldn't do it. Couldn't make the cut.
I organise events. So, mainly music events, where I scout out bands and solo artists, and then put it all together.
Lord, I'd have a hell of a conversation with her.
I'm
just saying.
So, I mean, it sounds like you have quite a creative side, you know, if you're involved with music, you know, even if it's just as an organizer, I mean, that must interest you.
Yeah, exactly. I have a massive creative side, so I kind of like do it. I like doing everything. And it's really nice putting people together and kind of starting, you know, a party and things.
A bit.
Yeah. Do you like events?
Yeah. I mean, music events, yeah.
I mean, Chinese sounds really cool. Could you teach me something in Chinese?
Teach her some curse words. Teach her to introduce herself. Teach her to say, I am horny, please help me. But make her think she is saying she likes cats. I like that so much. Teach her to say, I like you. Say that you'll do it, but you want something in return.
So you can probably guess what this one means. Wǒ jiào Anna.
Wǒ jiào Anna.
Ni jiào shenme?
Ni jiào shenme?
Wǒ jiào Michael.
Wǒ jiào Anna.
That's right.
Ni jiào shenme?
Wǒ jiào Michael. So it means...
Okay.
My name is.
Okay, so mine. Watch out, Anna. Ah, okay.
Good. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, thank you.
No problem.
Well, sure. Richard, ni jiao shen me ming si?
And what does that mean?
It's what he says, like asking the name.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit boring in this case.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, it's happened to me before where they've, and you go, oh, that's, what's your name? And it's a little bit boring. It's a little bit sort of fool's dead at the end.
Well, I mean, come on now. I wasn't going to say, please help me, I'm horny. Even though, God, that would have been amazing. And say, oh, it means you like cats.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've been teaching you some Chinese. Why don't you teach me something? Do you speak any other languages?
No, I don't.
No?
No, it's really bad.
You never studied another language?
When I was in school, I did.
He does speak
French,
very good English.
It's really bad. I'm not going to do any to you.
He's
like,
probably...
It's offensive.
British.
British.
Yeah. Asian.
I speak a bit of Russian.
We would say Asian American, but he'd be Asian European? I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. Uncultured American here.
Do you speak any other languages?
Bit of Italian.
Say something in Italian.
Vaffanculo.
Ah!
And so, Russian, Italian, Chinese, and English.
Yes.
Four. That's amazing. That's amazing.
What to talk about? Donald Trump. It's there. It's there.
Travel.
Let's see.
So I've had a really good time talking to you, but you know, before
I
want to
go
this,
over to America and make it great again.
This conversation any further, I just have to find out. You know, do you like Donald Trump?
Oh God, Donald Trump.
Are you fucking serious?
No, awful.
Donald Trump.
No.
He's the best US president ever.
Oh God, you like him.
Oh,
yeah, isn't that crazy that people tell you to fucking die if you just like someone's policies? I like not being broke
like,
all the time.
Like, they literally just, the whole date breaks off because of Donald Trump. And that's not even a joke. Like, this is a show that they do.
Like, I'm easygoing enough to...
Look at how they're acting.
Politics, money... Just keep it to the weather and travel.
What else is there to talk about?
I've told you, the weather and travel.
Ah.
The weather and travel.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds very
Travel's
British.
Travel's the one to...
Man, that's crazy, though. The fact that...
No, but that's
the fact that
too.
That's really how it is, and that's kind of scary.
Check
because...
Check out the dating sites. They're like, if you ever voted for Trump or feel mm-hmm. like being unvaccinated is okay... You can just go fucking die and don't
and you,
swipe left.
And you've actually been on dating sites where this is a thing.
Well, that's on their profile. That's not even...
I know. I'm just saying that you've been on dating sites recently.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
That's
crazy.
Oh, my God.
Or, yeah, if you like something politically, they don't...
Well, yeah, I know that, but I'm like Donald Trump.
Transgenderism is a mental illness.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
All kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, sometimes that helps you understand.
It helps swipe.
Yeah,
left.
Yeah, yeah. Take the trash out, pretty much.
Oh, it helps everybody.
So do you travel much?
Not really. I want to travel more. My favorite place that I've been is Israel.
Israel.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Which was amazing. It was beautiful. What about you? Do you travel?
Yes, I travel quite a bit. I've been to Italy, Russia, China lots of times. I went to the States once when I was really young.
Whereabouts? The States?
Florida, Boston, Washington, New York.
Oh cool. So you kind of saw a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it, but it's probably changed a ton by now.
Yeah, I've been to New York as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
really
New York.
Like. I love New York.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
The
restaurants are so affordable.
Yes. Yeah, but it's very busy. I don't know. What's the your favorite place that you've been?
My favorite place, probably Nova Scotia. The McDonald's there, they do lobster burgers.
Really?
Because it's, you know, it's like a little island.
Oh my God.
And, you know, lobsters everywhere.
Oh, that's really
cool. And they're a delicacy in these parts.
Wow.
Yes, I remember those lobster burgers.
Yeah.
I like food.
Yeah.
If you've traveled a lot, travel is a good subject. And if you haven't traveled a lot, travel's a good subject because most people like talking about travel. I think, what was it you said to yesterday about travel? No one ever regrets.
Oh, yeah, no one ever regrets travel. You may regret a lot of things in life. You might regret the big burger you just ate or the shoes, but you never regret travel. And also, I think if you...
You know, I think she's right on that.
Saying where you would like to go is still...
Even if you've been to a place you don't like, you still, you know, you still have been there.
Is it a girl?
Oh, yeah.
Good. So, have you ever dated an Asian guy before?
I haven't actually.
Tell her she needs to try because Asian is amazing. Immediately accuse her of being racist to make her feel guilty. Tell her that Asian guys think Western women are not so feminine or ladylike. Now, that is actually true now. Like, I don't know in that part of Europe, but I know here in the States. I mean, we've seen a lot of women that are very unladylike. And we're not talking about, oh, she dresses and she has the... Like, she can fill out like a lady. That's fine. Oh, yeah. She can look like a lady. But there's a difference in being an actual lady and... just looking like one, you know, when you're that's what we have a problem with here, is that there's so many women that aren't acting like ladies.
They're wanting to act like
businessmen. Well, either that, or they're wanting to act like...
whores.
Oh, whores?
I mean, whether you're putting out or not, if you're doing OnlyFans, you're giving the illusion of being a whore.
Yeah, you definitely
or
are.
Being easy.
I mean, like that... and I want to thank you guys for that very, very well-received video I put out with the woman that had 7,000 digital boyfriends. It also was found out that she had did porn and all those other things. And she's like, oh, men are intimidated by me. No, they're not intimidated by you. You have 7,000 digital boyfriends, and a lot of men don't want to even waste their time on somebody like that.
Who
wants to share you with 7,000 other men? Who wants to share you with 500 men? Who wants to share you with 15 or 10?
Or
you
one
know,
other
it's
man. I mean,
yeah,
unless
it's,
you're polyamorous or whatever that crap is.
Yeah, I mean, I get that whole thing, but what I'm saying is there's so many men that try to butt into the relationship now thanks to social media.
Yeah.
And before, when you were in a relationship with somebody, you were very much exclusive, and not everybody in the world was able to say, "Hey, you're beautiful." Now, I remember there was a time when if you would compliment a woman or say something like that or flirty and her husband was there, he might give you a talking to, if not a little more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, oh, look at all these guys that, I mean, I don't know if I could deal with that. Like a woman that would say, hey, look at what these guys thought of how beautiful I looked. I'm like, why do I care? You know, it's like all I see is a bunch of guys that are trying to, you know, again, be competition for something that, you know, it's like you've got the, you worked hard to get the, you know, to get to the competition, to get the thing that you wanted. And then it's like some people are trying to take it away from you. Mm. It's like, what the hell? You know, it's like you can find your own person. It's just really bizarre that everybody's trying to be everybody. Everybody is trying to be everybody's boyfriend and girlfriend these days, and it's just really, it's not going to work. But let's go with this.
Oh, you've never dated an Asian guy. Oh, you're missing out. You know that famous saying? Once you go Asian, you know it's amazing.
I didn't know that, actually. Did you just make that up?
No. It's a famous saying.
It's a famous saying. Oh, come on! He could have done that
so
a little bit.
It's really weird because Anna hadn't heard of the common phrase where you say, once you go Asian, you'll know it's amazing.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, it's not been...
You heard that one?
No, I haven't.
Huh. Alright, but is it... What do you think?
I mean, A little, no.
Because you hadn't dated an Asian guy before.
I get that. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, Einstein.
It's amazing, like, amazing.
Yeah, I get that
amazing.
Too. I mean, still, just scraping the barrel a bit there.
Oh, come on. I thought it was fun and corny.
So what kind of things are you into?
I'm into cooking. I make really good chicken pie.
She said cocaine?
No.
I really like philosophy.
Really?
She says she makes a really good chicken pie.
Oh, and you were saying something about my rhyme a minute ago. Now you like cocaine? I see how you are, bitch.
Demonstrate some value by talking about The Secret. Demonstrate some value by talking about Buddhism. Tell her that it's a soft science and that physics is the only worthwhile subject. Demonstrate some value by talking about Buddhism. I'm not going to talk about The Secret.
It's quite a coincidence because I'm really into Buddhism.
Oh, really?
I started, I started meditation, like, about a year ago. You know, I find it really helpful because, you know, sometimes you, life is very busy and you get all these thoughts in your head, and I like to do meditation as a way to just clear my head, you know? And to
get, yeah, I thought about literally getting into that, and I've talked to quite a few guys that have gotten into meditation, and they said, you know, for a kind of person like me, got things in my head all the time.
Really good, just
sit there and think.
Mm-hmm.
I do that sometimes.
Well,
no, I call it meditation. I just kind of.
Well, no. The actual, like, you focus on your breathing. It's very good. It's very good for you.
Yeah.
I would.
So I think if you've got Buddhism, talk about that. If you're an Indian guy, talking about yoga and stuff. You know, if you talk about
yoga.
The things that are, you know, the highlights or the strong points of your culture or country, then it's
yoga's really good too.
Conversation point.
Yeah.
Especially for women who are more likely to be into
yoga. Used to have yoga on the Wii
Fit. I think it's the same for both.
And I would do some of that.
Oh,
actually,
yeah,
really,
like that.
Man, that was really good. I'd probably get back into that.
Well, used to. I still have them.
Oh,
like,
I do too.
It's like a speed yoga.
Yeah,
it's MTV did it.
Hmm.
And they had three different people doing three different experience levels.
Oh, there's the woman.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
This is Michael. This is Mary, my friend.
Yeah. What is wrong with... Go back to sleep. Try to steal your friend's girl. Go to help him?
No, he's drunk as shit. I'd say go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Don't throw up on the table. That's definitely getting... to leave because the smell.
Thank you for keeping me company, but me and Mary are gonna catch up. Yeah.
Oh, well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Enjoy your catch up.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't.
Personally, I love sleeping, but you got a man up.
Yeah.
Be a good
week. Oh, we were not supposed to do that. Yeah. You were actually supposed to do what I said. Go to help him.
I was just showing Michael my trick.
Yeah. Ni jiao shen men ming zi, bu shi li chan.
I don't understand.
Heng gao shen zhen lan.
No. I don't understand.
Ni bu ming bai ma? She doesn't even look Chinese. She doesn't get you.
Oh, no, wait.
She's so weird. Really weird.
Sorry.
Is that your friend?
Yeah. He's a bit drunk. Look, he's had 5 vodkas. So.
Oh, first time, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
First time.
Well, Dan, it's the right option. Obviously, he needs some help because, you know, her friends come and likely they want to catch up and talk. And this is a point where you can easily get sent away. So you need your wingman.
Yeah, you don't want to get sidelined in this situation.
How did he know to get
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
he looked like he was out of his mind.
She's good at that.
I think he understands more Chinese than
yeah, then he lets on having to learn it everywhere. Oh, he's just playing drunk.
I know.
We should
catch up with her later.
Yeah, I guess I won't see her
for a while. I mean, in the
scenario. My friend likes to dance and sing when he's drunk.
Does he? Does he? I bet he's embarrassed you a lot.
Yes.
Can you dance?
Not really. Maybe one if I had a bit to drink.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Yeah, I can dance. Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
So, you know, I'm really glad I came over to talk to you. You're a really nice,
Yeah, I'm really glad you came over and had the confidence to chat. It's really nice. Maybe we could be friends, actually. That would be nice.
Yeah, sounds good. Ask her if she normally does this with her friends, stand up and try to make out with her. Fuck buddies, maybe. I'm not interested in being friends with you. I have too many friends already. Beg her not to friend zone you, say you got friend zoned too much already.
Don't beg her. I almost say B, because if you do, yeah, that sounds good.
She's gonna...
Yeah, I'm not really interested in being friends. I've kind of got enough already. So, yeah, I'm looking for a bit more than friendship.
That was the one to go.
It's being slightly sexual and flirty, not too much. But it's also kind of showing why you're there again, that you're there not because you wanted to make an extra friend.
Yeah, and you're confident and you're stating what you want in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's true.
So what is it that you do anyway?
Well, when I'm not teaching Chinese, I work as a scientist.
What kind of science?
Chaos theory, like in the context of biology. So it's a combination of maths and biology.
That doesn't sound that interesting. Do you find it interesting?
Fascinating. Say she is boring as fuck. Show her how interesting it is and touch her. Agree with her. I don't know, we'll see.
It sounds boring. No. Let me prove to you how it's interesting. Give me a hand. So, imagine I had a drop of water on my finger and I put it on your knuckle.
Right.
Which way do you think it will roll? You know, if I put it right on the top there.
It would go down here.
So the first time we do it, maybe it'll go down here. The second time, maybe it'll go that way. Maybe it'll go back. It's hard to say, isn't it? Because there's too much chaos here.
Right.
Because the way the droplet falls depends on the orientation of the hairs on your hand. And also the little imperfections in your skin. And, overall, you know, there's a lot of information. It's very complicated, so, you know, it's chaos.
Okay.
And this is biology.
Ah, nice. So that's basically what you learn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everyone's hands, not just mine.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, not everyone's got perfect hands.
Oh, it's nice. Well, you learn something new every day.
Indeed you do.
Can I have my hand back?
Oh, yeah, yes. It's your hand.
Yeah.
So that's the right option. It's modelled on the Jeff Goldblum scene in Jurassic Park. And it's basically proven that point again, where it doesn't matter what you talk about, as long as you do it with passion, that passion is an emotion, it's
right.
Contagious, and it's attractive.
I totally agree. I honestly think you could be talking about anything, rubbish, bin liners, for all I care. As long as you're passionate about it, it's super contagious and very attractive.
Passionate about Bin Laden?
No, bin
liners.
Bin liners.
Cool. Or bin
Laden? No.
No, bin Laden.
So salad, what kind of food are you into?
I'm into lots of different food. I love chicken Kievs.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
yes,
chicken Kievs.
Mm.
Really good.
I think I've had that.
Brownies, anything sweet.
Brownies,
yeah.
Yes, cake.
Do you like
sweet.
Brownies?
Yes, I love brownies.
Oh, can you bake?
No.
Okay. No.
How to bake, or maybe to meet someone who knows how to bake.
Yeah. And so, what kind of food do you like?
Me, I'm actually really into sushi at the moment.
No, it's quite good. Yeah.
Raw fish.
Oh man, I have to start to stop eating because I think it was messing with my stomach.
Yes, fish.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, fish is
a lot of starches convert to sugar.
Well, no. There's a lot of bacteria in the sushi.
Oh yeah, when it sits out.
Yeah, but not only that, it's
and chewy.
It's chewy, but in a good way. Like it's chunky.
Okay.
But it's not tough at all.
No, it's just it's naturally has a lot of bacteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of issues you can get if you eat too much sushi. I didn't know that. I had to look it up.
Yes.
Even if the sushi is prepared properly, you shouldn't just continually eat a lot of sushi.
Oh, yeah.
That was my problem. I definitely think that my body stomach had changed a little bit because it adds to your damn gut bacteria too. Because the bacteria from the sushi joins with the gut bacteria. You don't know what the fuck kind of bacteria the sushi has. My friends are going to have a baby boy and are thinking about names. Can you help? What's your boyfriend's name? Oh. Look, I'm very busy, so I don't want to waste time. If you're not going to fuck me, what are my chances? Turn her on by visually showing her what you'll do to her pussy. As a single girl, I was wondering whether you're into dating apps or mainly meeting people in real life. I like this one. The baby boy and thinking about names or just the
how did they transition?
It's just how do you find out whether she is single? I was gonna go with D, or you want to go with that?
I would say friends are going to have a baby. Are you thinking of names? Can you help? What's your boyfriend?
I think I might do this.
D
sounds good.
So as a single girl, do you prefer to meet people online or do you prefer to meet them in real life?
Wait, how did you know that I was single?
There were two things that you did earlier that kind of gave it away.
What were they?
I think I'll keep that to myself for now. I might tell you later.
You don't know.
He does. He's a dating coach. The guy that's playing him?
They're not in this scenario.
Extra bit of curiosity. I think he said it was an Asian dating coach, but I'm not sure.
No, he did that as a joke.
No. There was called ABCs of Attraction. The ABCs of Attraction.
Okay.
I wonder if that's him. Suggest that you can come to her house and check the feng shui in her bedroom. Suggest meeting for a meal sometime, just the two of them.
So you said you were already into chicken Kiev, so why don't we have that for dinner one night?
So it stops her inviting her friends?
Yeah, and I think it shows social intelligence because it's like, look, you're here with your friend tonight, so it's not the ideal situation. So we can meet just one-on-one another time and, you know, it'll be better.
Great.
No, there's no chance of that. Thank you for keeping me company, though.
Why not?
It's just not something that I want.
Well, we've been getting on so well. We've been talking for ages.
Sorry,
I'm
gonna finish this salad. Thank you, though. What? Not up right now. Yeah. This is vodka. I'm gonna get it though.
What in the hell? Did she just start eating a salad all of a sudden?
Right.
So I got the brush off right at the end, and that means that you chose a few too many wrong answers, so...
Oh, because you're experimenting.
Yeah.
That's what you get for experimenting.
Well, yeah, but I was having fun.
Eats a lot of salad in front of you.
And, you know, for this level, I've got
that's going to tear your stomach up.
Is it?
Sometimes. Depends on how often you eat salad, probably.
Because a lot of women are like, I'm just going to eat a salad. You know, that's one thing that I think needs to stop. Because they're like, oh, yeah, women just need, just a salad for her.
Need a steak.
God, dude, you need more than that.
Go full carnivore.
At any rate, this is the Grim Lord of Dead Penetration. We're out for Super Seducer 2, and we'll have more for you next time.
Later.